I don't know if Patricia DeLille thought that the full council meeting earlier today went well, very well, because Monique Mortlock was there, and the ANC stole a page from the EFF songbook and said, pay back the money.
Yes, John. It seemed like the roles were reversed, where council was a mirror image of what we always see happening in parliament. But this time it was the ANC councillors shouting, pay back the money, pay back the money. And this was just before Mayor DeLille was supposed to give her opening address. And they were basically shouting for her to pay back the money, which because they claimed that she'd used taxpayers' money to pay for non-essential upgrades, non-security upgrades at her house. And they said, we don't want to listen to a thief. And while they were shouting, we had some DA councillors shouting, Zuma is a thief, Zuma is a thief. So quite a raucous start to council.
Because she has said, I used my own money to pay for my renovations. It's only city money that was used for security upgrades. Mm-hmm. And that's all according to the rules. And the speaker, Dirk Smit, issued a statement at the time that this became public, that this was the case. But one of my problems is that every time the story seems to be mentioned, there's a different sum. Today in the council, the trailer doors for her sunroom and study and security improvements to window and garage door came to a total of 140,139 rand and 38 cents. Mm-hmm. But previously, when Councillor Smit issued the statement, he said 451,000 rand was paid by council for security measures. And Xolani Sotashe of the ANC has previously demonstrated documents saying that approval was required for costs incurred of installing improved security measures at DeLille's house of a total of 702,075 rand and 45 cents. Do we know why different sums are being mentioned?
The sums that DeLille mentioned today, that 140,139 rand and 38 cents, she said that was the first installment. That was for the trellis door gates and the coverings of the windows. And she didn't mention any of the other security upgrades that was made, which I'm assuming is part of the 700,000 rand. Because look, Smit said she didn't use the full 700,000. She used only, I think it was 400,000. There's so many figures to this story, but what she mentioned, that 140,000, she said specifically the first installment was used for da 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 da. And then she told the council, look, I didn't even use, I didn't even make all of the security upgrades that the police told me to make, like the fireproof, the fire retardant paint and all of these
and
other.
And the trellis door on the bedroom. She said, no, I would have felt like I was in a jail. She said, I'm prepared to make proof of these payments made by myself, known as part of the proper legal processes. Is there a legal process which is looking at this? Is there an investigation?
There is an investigation by the public protector. As you know, last week the ANC also opened a case against her with the South African Police Service, and DeLille has welcomed it. She said she's already handed over her receipts and all of her documents to her lawyers.
That obviously dominated the start of the meeting, but then she made her speech, and there was quite a lot about water, which I will share with listeners a little while later, the sort of commitments to the various kinds of water augmentation and how much they're going to be and when they're expected to come on stream. But perhaps a potentially important decision was that the City Council agrees that the national government should be approached to allow the city to take over the running of Metro Rail within Cape Town's boundaries.
Yes. The business plan that Councillor Brett Herron, who's the Mako member for Transport and Urban Development, the business plan that he brought forth to the council was approved. But then I found that this was just the initial business plan. The actual more comprehensive and detailed business plan, which will include international consultants coming on board, them speaking to all of these different experts, that's still going to take another 2 to 3 years, which means that commuters like myself could only see if national government approves their whole plan after this first phase is done, and they approve the implementation plan, which is the second phase. It could take a couple of years, more, at least 5 years, for it to be implemented for the SkyRails, the this integrated transport system where you can use the MyCity Bus, Golden Arrow, and Metrorail just with one ticket. So it's way off in the future, John, for now.
Thank you very much. That is Monique Mortlock of the Eyewitness News team.